You're a terrific developer, and you know it. But there are things you don't know, but there's an easy way to learn, and it's Microsoft Virtual Academy. It's run by the Lex team, that's Microsoft Learning, and we're bringing them to the show in this episode so we can talk about what's new in the catalog in May and some of the awesome stuff in last and the month before that that you can look for and take today. It's all about sharpening your saw, making you better in this episode of Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry, and I'm here yet again with Christopher and Matt from the Lex team to talk to us about all the things developers can look forward to at Microsoft Virtual Academy. Matt, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me here.
Christopher, I see you're on the show again.
Wow.
And Chris too, Jerry.
Oh, just teasing. Hey, guys, how's Microsoft Virtual Academy doing?
Things are going great. We've got a couple big hit courses that came out last month. We mentioned them on the last Dev Talk Radio, but I think they're worth mentioning again.
Yeah, well, let's do it. What were the super winners last month?
Super winners. Xamarin for Absolute Beginners. We've had like 20,000 people take that one already, which is a lot of people learning Xamarin.
A lot of people downloading free Xamarin all of a sudden. I'm not surprised.
Free.
And if you've got some C-sharp skills, Xamarin is a great tool for targeting mobile apps, iOS and Android. So it's
very nice.
People are excited about Xamarin.
Well, they should be. Yeah. I mean, we paid the price for them.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty terrific. Oh, it's just a matter of time, man. It's going to be incredible. You can write C-sharp and it'll just run on the moon if you want it to soon. Just C-sharp everywhere. You know what's great about C-sharp? Let's just talk about the pleasure of C-sharp for a second. That should be
sure.
The pleasure of C-sharp. And how well, what's the right word, like nursed it is. It's like tender, taken care of so well, you know. No wonder developers love it so much. It's just so well thought out and it's just a great language. So Xamarin as a C-sharp into other platforms, awesome. All right, I'm not surprised that's popular. What else?
Well, if you like C-sharp into other platforms, how about C-sharp on a Raspberry Pi?
Okay, yeah.
Getting started Sounds with delicious. The Internet of Things. Yeah, getting started with the Internet of Things is a great course. Peter Brown did that one, and it's, again, off to a great start. Thousands of people watching that one. And it's, you know, it's about way more than just, like, toys and wearables. These are, you know, he's talking about industrial-scale applications using the Azure IoT Hub, add intelligence to anything out there that you can connect to the Internet. Goes pretty deep. It's a really worthwhile course. So we mentioned him last month, but bears repeating on both of those, too.
Brilliant. I'm not surprised. Pete's a great guy, so I'm not surprised his course is popular. Yep. I feel like he taught me half the XAML I know today, so he has been XAML for so long. It's crazy. Just crazy. And all right, so that's pretty cool. Nice to have a little feather in our hat for something awesome.
Sure.
For sure. What else? What about some courses that are kind of new to the catalog?
Well, speaking of XAML, getting started with Template 10.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yes.
Yeah, this is a good one.
The open source framework for UWP apps with Darren May and Jerry Nixon. love it. Yeah. Matt, no kidding. You know that Template 10 is now in the LCA's approved it for the OSS list for internal apps here at Microsoft as well. And so it's shipping as some of the first-party apps in Windows 10 when it comes the next rev. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's super awesome. Wall Street Journal uses it now. Ameritrade uses it. It's awesome. Right.
Everyone's very using cool. Template 10.
Well, not everyone. That's why we have to tell people about it.
Yeah. So then in addition to that one, kind of the other end of the spectrum, developing Windows 10 games with Construct 2.
Okay.
Construct 2 is a great tool that makes it really easy to make games. And you can make a great, you know, professional level game. This one actually talks about how to get your app into the store, how to include advertising if you want to. But, honestly, if you're just looking for, like, a great project to do with your kid on the weekend, you can teach him how to think like a programmer without writing any code, make a game using Construct 2. Powerful tool. Really fun to use.
Isn't it Skira? Isn't that the company, the parent company name?
Skira? I think so.
And they've been around forever. I think they were the first to really jump on board with way back in Windows 8. We were teaching Construct. Maybe it was Construct 1 back then. I don't know. But we were teaching Construct 1 through Skira as well. What a great platform. Well, good. Now we have a course in the MVA catalog to get everybody up to speed. Terrific.
Yep. And then the last one I'll talk about before I toss it over to Christopher is DevTest. Wait, sorry, lost my notes. DevTest in the cloud. If you want to move your DevTest scenarios to the cloud, and this one's especially useful if you've got an MSDN subscription. They give you a lot of tips on how to maximize the value there, better rates on HD Insight, things like that. So it's, this one is very worthwhile, done with Stephen Borg of Northwest Cadence, popular instructor. And Christopher, you want to take it from here with all the other dev test goodness and test goodness we got coming?
Yeah, absolutely. So so just like you mentioned, I mean, that one really is an Azure focus. So this is all the various resources that are available to you on Azure, and also talking an awful lot about why you should go ahead and take your test and potentially push that up and let Azure do a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
Christopher, let me ask real quick about the dev test in the cloud. Does that have anything to do with the test cloud from Xamarin, or is that just testing using the Azure services?
It's just using the Azure services. When we put this MVA together, we hadn't yet, the ink wasn't dry on the paper when it comes to Xamarin. So we don't have anything yet when it comes to Azure DevTest, or Xamarin DevTest. But I'm certain that that's going to be in the future.
Now, okay, so DevTest in the cloud. What do we have coming? Something about testing more? Testing is popular.
So I apologize. My lighting today is just going to be terrible. You can just sort of see like a shadowy figure here talking. but anyway, maybe in post production we can just like make me purple. But anyway, no, we've got an awful lot when it comes to testing coming down the pipe. That first up, we've got a great MVA on test driven development, and this is something where a lot of people have heard it. Me personally, I remember this from years and years and years ago. I was asked during an interview, do you know anything about test-driven development? I said yes, and then immediately went out to the bookstore and bought every single book I could find on test-driven development. This is one of those things where everybody talks about it, but we don't necessarily spend a lot of time teaching people how to do that. So we've now got a full MVA on test-driven development. And then also in turn, we've got a full MVA showing you all the various test tools that are available inside Visual Studio. So that way you can take great advantage of the tool that you're already using, that you're already comfortable with, to help automate all of your testing.
Nice. So, all right. So there's two MVAs there. One dedicated to the style of TDD, right, for test-driven development.
Yep.
And I guess that goes through, both philosophical and practical.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That really talks about, that whole kind of circle of life, so to speak, of write the test fails, create the code, the test succeeds, and then refactoring. So it goes through that whole life cycle, and then also talks an awful lot about, the different things that you need to be aware of in the shop, all the different things that Visual Studio can do to help you out, and so forth.
Nice. And it's amazing, actually, when you start doing it, how Visual Studio simplifies the process as well, because there's so much there. A lot of people, when they see, I'm telling about, hey, the next feature we introduced in Visual Studio, look what it can do. I can create a class on the fly, and they're like, yeah, that's kind of neat. And I'm like, it's neat if you were testing your code. Now I know a little more about you. It's almost like developing backwards, isn't it? It's strange. Yeah. A lot of developers, it's really hard for them to kind of go to break the barrier and to get over to it. But the ones who do benefit a lot.
It takes a little while to make that transition, but for me personally, I always feel like if I don't have tests, that I'm sort of driving without a seatbelt, that I just feel that same level of uneasiness, because when it comes to my code, I don't know if it actually works or not, that I'm just sort of hoping, well, it built, maybe it works, and I really don't know, so having those tests just makes me feel that much more confident when it comes to my code.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so that, not to be confused with the MVA about the test capabilities in Visual Studio, that is not specifically to test-driven development.
Correct.
That's for any kind of testing, unit testing, UI testing.
Yep. Load testing.
Load testing. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. All those various types of tests.
Very cool. Yeah. That's a nice MVA, because these really are, they seem like niche skills that only a handful of developers out there know, and it seems almost like a holy grail sort of thing that nobody can touch but the few, but it's so available inside Visual Studio, and everybody already has it, and they're just not using it because they don't know how.
Exactly, yeah, and it's so important. It's a skill that really every developer should have.
Yeah,
so
nice.
Yeah.
Cool, anything else? What about, it seems like all we talk about, Christopher, is C# this, C# that. You do know there are other developers in the ecosystem, right?
There are not. Okay, maybe there are. So we actually, we're going through the catalog and we're revamping and freshening up and redoing some of the more popular courses that we have. And a great example of this is the VB.net for absolute beginners. So if you're looking for, you know, that VB language, maybe your shop is a VB shop, and you're just trying to get in and see what VB is all about and what it can offer you, we're going in and updating that Bob Tabor course. It's actually one of our most popular courses that that we have, so it'll be great to breathe some new life into that, show you how you can do everything inside a Visual Studio community, talk a little bit about VS Code, and then obviously the language stuff from there.
Oh, that's nice. So I see the trend. A month or two, three ago, we did this with C# for absolute beginners. Now we're doing it with VB for absolutely beginners. And am I seeing a pattern? We're going to be doing a lot of revamping and bringing things to make it fresh again?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, kind of right along that line, tomorrow I'm going to be going into the studio with Casey Champion, who's relatively new to our team. She's been on a couple little MBAs, and we're going to be redoing the HTML and CSS for absolute beginners. Yeah.
Very nice.
And HTML, CSS, I mean, that's it's a gateway to so many development platforms that you can obviously develop for the web, you can develop for Windows, you can do, Cordova apps with it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so that it's such a great entry point for people looking to create UIs. And so we'll go in and show off all the basics that you need to know about HTML and CSS.
Nice. Looking forward to Notepad for absolute beginners when that gets revamped.
Yes.
That's looking long in the tooth.
And then we'll be redoing VI, and we'll go back to Edlin.
All the way back
here.
You're on sacred ground. Be careful. Cool. So a developer listening to this show maybe took a break, you know, because they're getting senioritis and a little bit of spring fever, and they haven't been to Microsoft Virtual Academy to sharpen their saw just a little bit. And we have still been producing the content for them. They can go in, learn all this stuff. It's beautiful now, like all these things about testing and what we're delivering this month that they can look forward to around testing as well. And they can jump on the Xamarin train, and they can make popular classes even more popular, because I imagine Xamarin is probably going to show up on every job description in the world soon. I mean, it's just going to be one of those things. Why wouldn't you use the free tools that companies already buy to be able to deliver to other platforms? So it only makes sense. That's a brilliant thing. What do you think, Matthew? You want to tell me a little bit of a word of wisdom here at the end?
Words of wisdom from Microsoft Virtual Academy. One thing to look forward to in the near future is we'll be replacing the point system on MVA. Don't have an exact deadline for that, but it will come soon. Also, we'll have an embeddable player on MVA. So
very nice.
You could take a Jerry Nixon course and put it on Jerry Nixon's blog and consume the whole course there. And still have all the action show up on your dashboard from MBA. That'll be coming soon, too. So,
very nice. And it'll still prompt them, so it keeps track of their learning plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're signed in on MBA, you'll be able to see what happens over on your dashboard, even if you're watching it on your blog or anywhere else.
Oh, this was a missing piece. I'm so glad we have that. That's great. that's coming soon, like in the next month or so.
Like in the next month or so, yeah.
Oh, that'll be
always hard to like give a firm date with the shipping live code, but hopefully within the next month, absolutely within the next 2 months. That's the wisdom part of it.
We're on MVA time. That's great. That's great. Good thing it's not called the Template 10 embedded player. It would take a few more months. So that's terrific.
Don't talk about snowfall when you're recording something on MVA in the winter, just, you know, because we're not going to ship it till summer.
I could not be happier how nice it is, but it snowed last week. Last week, last week was 2 feet. Last night was just an inch. But I mean, it's crazy. Colorado will not let go. I was so counting on global warming, and I'm so disappointed in global warming. I was expecting a beautiful spring by now, so it's terrific. Christopher, thanks for being on the show today.
Jerry, thank you very much.
As always, Dr. Calder, we'll see you again.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Bye.